Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, the laws of disqualified sacrifices, chapter 13. Halacha Aleph, Shalosh Machshavos Heim Shapoislenes HaKorbonis. There are three different kinds of thoughts or intentions which are improper, and which, if one has such an improper intention or thought in mind during the sacrifice, one has disqualified the sacrifice. Ve'eluhein, these are the three improper thoughts. Machsheves Shinui Hashem, an improper thought which changes the name of a sacrifice. U'machsheves Hamokim, a thought of sacrificing or completing or eating the sacrifice in an improper place. U'machsheves Hazman, and a thought of eating or completing the sacrifice at an improper time. And the Rambam now proceeds with examples. Machsheves Shinui Hashem Ketzad. What is an example of an improper thought changing improperly the name of the sacrifice? Zeh HaShechit Es HaZevach Shaloi Lishmoi. This means one who performs the Shechita on the sacrifice not having the intention of the proper name of the sacrifice. Kegoin, for example, Shehoya Oila, if the sacrifice were an Oila, burnt offering, V'yachshev Shehu Shlomim. And at the time of the Shechita, he intends in his mind that it's to be a Shlomim. Or Yishchatenu, L'shem Oila Ushlomim. Or even if he has in mind both, and he slaughters the sacrifice, having in mind that it is being made for an Oila and a Shlomim. Oi, L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Oila. Or the other way around, he has in mind that it is a Shlomim and an Oila. In any case, since he had, even together with the correct name, a wrong name, he has disqualified the sacrifice, possibly, in some of the cases. Oi, Yishchatenu L'shem Oila Ushlomim. Oi, L'shem Shlomim or L'shem Oila. Or if he changed not the name of the sacrifice, but he had in mind the name of the wrong one who was offering the sacrifice. It was offered by Reuven, and he had in mind that it's being offered on behalf of Shimon. Zuhi machsheves shinui hashem. All these are examples of an improper thought which changes the name of the sacrifice. Machsheves hamokim ketzad. Now, what is an example of an improper thought concerning the place of the sacrifice? Kegoin, for example, Sheshochat es hazevach lishmoi, he slaughtered the sacrifice, he made the shechita, intending for the proper name, al menos lizroig domoi, oi lahakter mimenu dover haroi lahaktoro, chutz lazora. But he had in mind at the time of the shechita, even though he had in mind the correct sacrifice, he had in mind that the sprinkling of the blood would be done outside of the Azara, outside of the courtyard, or he had in mind that some part of the sacrifice, which is supposed to be burnt upon the altar, would be burnt upon the altar, but outside of the Azara, outside the courtyard. Or he had in mind that some part of the sacrifice, which is supposed to be eaten, would be eaten outside of the place where it should be eaten. For instance, those things that should be eaten only in the courtyard, he had in mind, would be eaten outside. Those things that may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, he had in mind that they would be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Zui machsheves hamokim. This is an improper thought concerning the place of the sacrifice. Uzvochim shechoshav behem machsheves zu, and sacrifices in which one had this improper thought or intent in mind, heim hanikroim, these sacrifices are referred to as zvochim sheshochtam chutz l'mekoimam, sacrifices for which the shechita was performed outside of its place. That is, the shechita was performed with an intention that some part of the sacrifice would be done outside the correct place. Machsheves hazman ketzad. Now, what is an example of an improper thought concerning the time of the sacrifice? Kegoin, for example, sheshochet es hazevach lishmoi, he slaughtered the sacrifice, having in mind the proper intention for the name of the sacrifice, but what he did improperly was al menos lizroig domei meyacha shetishka sachama she'ein izman zrikosai. He had in mind that at the time of the shechita, that the sprinkling of the blood would take place after sunset, which is not the time for sprinkling the blood. The blood has to be sprinkled during the day. or he had in mind that something which should be burnt on the altar would be burnt lemachar, tomorrow, meyachash atalam with hashachat, after dawn. She'enizman haktarosei, and that is not the time of burning on the altar. We learned that sacrifices of one day can be burnt on the altar that day and all the following night, but not once dawn has arrived of the next morning. Or he had in mind, lechoil mimenu davar haroi l'achilo liyachazman haroi l'achilosei. He had in mind that some part of the sacrifice which should be eaten would be eaten after the time when it's proper to eat it. That is, those sacrifices that can be eaten for the day and the following night, he had in mind that it would be eaten the next day after dawn. Those sacrifices that could be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, he had in mind that they would be eaten on after sunset of the evening of the third day. Zui machsheves hazman. All these are examples of improper thoughts concerning the time of the sacrifice. Uzvochim shechoshev behem machsheves zu, and the sacrifices which upon which one had this improper intention, heim hanikroim zvochim shenishchatu chutz lezmanom. These are the sacrifices that are called sacrifices slaughtered outside of their proper time. That is, with the intent of continuing the sacrifice, the sacrificial procedure, after the proper time for it. Veheim hanikroim pigul b'chol mokim. And these particular sacrifices, the one in which the improper intention was for the time, are called pigul in all cases. Everywhere we refer to this as pigul. Vezel pigul hamur b'Torah. And when the Torah uses the term pigul, it refers to this specific case. Halacha beis mipi Shmua lomdu. By oral tradition, we have learned shezesh emar b'Torah. There, where the Torah states in Chumash Vayikra, v'im heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach hashlomov, if it were to be eaten, some part of the meat of the Shlomim sacrifice, the pasuk continues there on the third day, then it says that will be pigul and it will not be acceptable. Eine mechadaber, that pasuk does not refer to to actually eating it on the third day, ela b'mechashiv. It refers specifically, we learn by oral tradition, to one who thinks of eating it on the third day. That is, if it's left to the third day and actually eaten, the sacrifice has not become disqualified thereby. It's if, during the original sacrificial procedure, one thinks of eating it on the third day. One who thinks at the time of the sacrifice that he would eat some of it on the third day. And this same rule applies not only to shlomim eaten on the third day, but any sacrifice that one had in mind at the time that one performed the procedure, that he would eat some of that sacrifice after the time that's proper for eating that sacrifice. And this applies not only to eating by a human consumption, but so also if he had in mind to burn part of it on the altar, part of it which is properly to be burned, he had in mind that it would be burned after the time that's fitting for burning it on the altar. Koch lamdu mipi ha-shmua, because so we have learned by oral tradition, echod achilas odom v'echod achilas mizbeach, that the same rule always applies to human consumption and to consumption by fire on the altar. Im choshev aleihem achazmanam, if either of these kinds of consumption he had in mind that they would be done after their proper time, harei ha-karban pigul, the sacrifice has been made there by pigul. Halocha gimel, aval karban shaloi nifsida machshavtoi. So now we have learned examples of three kinds of improper thoughts: changing the name, changing the place, or changing the time. Karban shaloi nifsida machshavtoi, but a sacrifice in which there was no improper thought. Elo nizrak doma yala mizbeach kilchosoi, but the blood has already been sprinkled on the altar, and until this time, everything has been done according to the correct legal procedure. And now it happens that, in fact, there was left over some of the sacrifice after the time that it was to be eaten. He didn't intend to do this, but it was in fact left over. This leftover part of the sacrifice is called nosar, leftover. And it's forbidden to eat this. Nevertheless, even though there has been part left over as nosar and it comes under this prohibition, it does not affect the validity of the sacrifice. V'akorban kvar nirtza, the sacrifice has already been accepted. V'chiper, and the one who offered the sacrifice has already received his atonement. Harehu oimer badam, because once the blood has been sprinkled, he has his atonement. Concerning the blood, the pasuk tells us, v'ani nesativ lochem ala mizbeach l'chaper, I have given this to you to be put on the altar to atone for you. Kaven shehagia domla mizbeach ki hilchosei, and this teaches us that once the blood has reached the altar, according to the proper legal procedure, niskapru habaylim, if nothing has been done improperly up to that point, the ones who offered the sacrifice have received their atonement, v'nirtza hakorban, and the sacrifice has been accepted. Lefichach, for this reason, einei mispagil, no sacrifice is subject to pigul, to this improper thought, eladova sheyesh le matirin. The only part of a sacrifice that's subject to this thought of pigul, that is, if one has in mind that he will burn it on the altar or that he will eat it outside its proper time, it will render the sacrifice pigul. This only will apply eladova sheyesh le matirin. Something which has something else to permit it for consumption. Bein lo adam, bein lo mizbeach. Either some prior procedure is required to permit this for human consumption, or some prior procedure is required to permit this for consumption by fire on the altar. In such a case, if one thinks of such a thing to do it after its proper time, then the sacrifice is pigul. Kemoshe yizbor, as we will explain the details later. And now the same rule applies to a sacrifice in which one had any one of these three improper types of thought during the slaughter, or if he intends this improper thought while receiving the blood, or while carrying the blood to the altar, or while sprinkling the blood on the altar. During one of these four procedures, if he had the improper intention, then it has its effect of disqualifying the sacrifice. Halacha Dalet Nimtzei Salomid. So therefore it turns out, we have learned, Sha'ab Arba Avoidis, in any one of four parts of the avodah hazevach nifsal b'machshava, the sacrifice is liable to become disqualified by an improper thought. B'shchita, during the shchita, b'kabola, during receiving of the blood, by lochas adam, during carrying the blood to the altar, u'bizrikosei al hamizbeach, and during the sprinkling on the altar. Halocha hei v'ha'oiv b'shnei dvarim. A bird that's brought as a sacrifice can become disqualified by an improper thought during one of two avoidis, b'malika, while the malika is being done, or b'mitzui hadam, and while the blood is being sprinkled or squeezed against the altar. The details of how that is done were learned in Masi HaKarbonis. Halocha vav, v'haminochis hamnikmotzis b'arbo. Those menachas in which, those flower offerings in which a handful is removed and offered on the altar, they become disqualified by improper thoughts during four avoidis, bak mitzah, during the removal of the handful to be sacrificed, ubenesinas hakoimitz beklisharis, during the putting of the handful that was removed into a consecrated vessel, ubahilochas hakoimitz lamizbeach, and while carrying the koimetz, the handful, to the altar, ubizrikosei al ho'esh, and while tossing it onto the fire to be burned, for avoidus, halocha zayin, avolim choshev bedvarim acherim chutz miyelu, but if he had the improper thought during some other procedure, not one of these that were specified, the four that we specified for an animal sacrifice, or the four for a mincho, or the two for a bird, for instance, if he had the wrong thought while skinning the sacrifice, oy bishas nituach, or while cutting it into its parts, oy bishas ha'alachas ha'emurim la'mizbeach, or while he was carrying the fats that were to be burnt on the altar, while he was carrying them to the altar, oy bishas blilas ha'mincho, or while mixing the flour and oil of a flour offering, oy bishas ha'goshoso, or while bringing the flour offering to the altar, that is not the komets, but bringing the whole altar offering. We learned it has to be brought to the altar first, to a corner of the altar, v'chayotzi b'dvarim ha'elu, or some similar thing, not one of the specified avodis. Ein oisa machsheva ma'elas klum. This such an improper thought during one of the other procedures makes no difference whatsoever. Bein shehoisa machsheva shini Hashem, whether it was an improper thought concerning the name of the sacrifice, bein machsheva hamokim, or an improper thought of the place, or bein machsheva hazman, or an improper thought of the time, such a improper thought and one of the other parts of the sacrificial procedure does not make any difference whatsoever. Halacha ches v'chein hamechashev biyachas miarba avoides elu oy bekulon machshava acheretz chutz misholish machshavas elu. And so also, if even during one of these four avoides that are subject to pigul, the four avoidas, that is, in the case of an animal or a mincha, or the two avoidas in the case of a bird, if he had in mind during one of these critical procedures, he had in mind some other improper thought, chutz misholish machshavas elu, other than the three improper thoughts that we spoke about, ein oisa machshavas klum. Such an improper thought, other than one of these three, does not cause it to lose anything. It does not hurt at all. Ketzad, for example, hamechashe b'shas shchita v'kabola v'hoylocho zrika. If one has in mind during the shchita, or the receiving of the blood, or the carrying, or the sprinkling of the blood, during one of the four critical procedures, he has in mind lahaniach dam hazevach oyemurav l'machar, to leave over the blood of the sacrifice or its fats till tomorrow. Not that he has a mind that he's going to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, or that he's going to sacrifice the fats tomorrow. He has a mind he's going to leave them till tomorrow. Or he had a mind to take them out of the azara. Not that he would sacrifice them there, but that he would take them out. Or he had in mind that he would sprinkle the blood on the ramp rather than the altar, shaloi keneged hayisoid, or he would sprinkle it not on one of the sides that had a base ledge to it, as we learned in Hilchas Beis Abchira, or litin as hanitonim lemaila lemato, he had in mind that he would sprinkle blood that was supposed to be on the top half of the altar on the bottom half, v'as hanitonim lemato lemaila, or he had in mind that he would sprinkle blood that belongs on the bottom half of the altar, he would sprinkle it on top, or lite domim hanitonim b'mizbech achitzin b'mizbech apnimi, or he had in mind that the blood that would be has to be sprinkled on the outer altar in the courtyard would be sprinkled on the altar inside, the golden altar in the heichal. He had in mind that blood that's to be sprinkled on the inner altar would be sprinkled on the outer altar. Or he would take the blood of a chatos that belongs outside, he would take it into the heichal, which would disqualify it. In all of these things that we mentioned till now, if he actually did the procedure that he had in mind, he would disqualify the sacrifice. But it means here he didn't do the procedure that it's wrong way. It's just that in one of the critical procedures he had in mind to do it wrong. This does not disqualify it. Or shechoshev sheyoichlu hazevach tmeim. Or he had in mind that the sacrifice would be eaten not in the wrong place or at the wrong time, but he had in mind it would be eaten by the wrong people, by people who are unclean or others who are not fit to eat sacrifices. Or unclean people would perform the sacrifice.
or he had in mind that others who are disqualified from performing avoida would perform the avoida, or he had in mind that he would mix together blood of the sacrifice with disqualified blood, or he had in mind that he would break the bones of a carbon Pesach, which is forbidden, as we will learn, or he had in mind that the meat of the carbon Pesach would be eaten raw, which is forbidden, or he had in mind that that a chatas that's to be burned, that we learned in Hilchas Masei HaKorban, is certain chatois are to be burned, not on the altar, only the fat is burned on the altar, and the rest of the animal is taken outside of Yerushalayim and burned. That is not in avoda that's subject to pigul. If he had in mind that he would burn it chutz l'zmanan, beyond the time that it was permitted, or outside of the place, in all of these improper thoughts, or anything similar to that, hazevach kosher, the sacrifice is a kosher and valid sacrifice, because this is not one of the three improper thoughts that disqualifies it. And so also in the case of a mincha, if he had in mind while removing the komets, the handful, or while he put it into the consecrated vessel, or while he carried it, the komets to the altar, or while he tossed it onto the fire to be burned, these are the four critical avoidas of a mincha. If he had in mind in any of these avoidas, to leave over the handful to be sacrificed until tomorrow, not that he had in mind he would sacrifice it tomorrow, he had in mind that he would simply leave it over till tomorrow, he had in mind to leave over the Levona tomorrow, not to sacrifice it, but just to leave it, or to carry it outside the Azara, not to be sacrificed, but simply to carry it out. This does not disqualify it. The mincha still remains kosher and valid. So we have already mentioned shahoylocha shaloi beregel eina halocha. We have already mentioned this was learned in the first chapter of these halochas, Hilchas Psuli Abugdashim, that carrying, not walking on foot, is not considered carrying. Lefichach ein hamachshava peiselus, but for that reason, even though carrying is an avoda, but it's not if he wasn't walking with his feet. For instance, if he handed it, he was holding it in one hand farther away from the altar, and he handed it over to another hand that was closer to the altar. That's not considered halacha, and if he had an improper thought while doing so, it does not disqualify the sacrifice. V'hamahalech b'mokim sheinit tzarich, or so also if one walks in a place where he did not need to walk, that is, he walked from a place closer to the altar to a place farther away, this is considered hoylocha, this is considered carrying, and an improper thought will disqualify the sacrifice. Ketzat, for example, kibel hadam, if he received the blood of a sacrifice in a vessel, in a consecrated vessel, and he's standing in his place, and he stuck out his hand towards the altar, lizarki alam isbeach, to sprinkle it on the altar, and he wasn't walking with it. He merely brought it closer to the altar with his hands. Bechosha beisha poshat yodei badom, and he had an improper thought while he stuck out his hand with the blood towards the altar, ein hamachshava peiselus ba, an improper thought does not disqualify it then, because that's not an avoda. Avalim kibel hadam bifnim, but if he received the blood bifnim, closer to the altar, v'loy holach boy legabi hamizbeach, and he walked with it, not towards the altar, ela holach boy v'hoitziei lachutz, but he walked with it outward, that is away from the altar. That doesn't mean he carried it outside of the Azara, but he merely walked farther away from the altar, and while he was walking farther, that means towards the outside, while he was walking farther from the altar, he had in mind an improper thought concerning the time, or some other improper thought, even though he's not walking towards the altar, he's walking away from the altar, nevertheless, this is considered hoilocha, it's an avoda, and an improper thought will disqualify the sacrifice. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 14.